there, and welcome back to Calming Anxiety. I'm Martin Hewlett, clinical hypnotherapist and former paramedic. If you're listening to this, there's a good chance that your mind has been working very hard today, scanning, checking, and returning to the same worry over and over again. This is illness anxiety. And it's a specific form of health anxiety that many of us face. It is not a weakness, and it is not permanent. In my years as a paramedic, I've attended hundreds of calls from people in genuine terror, convinced something was catastrophically wrong with their bodies. Today, we're going to use visualization to gently step outside of that story. If you want to support the show, please do subscribe, share it with someone else in need of a bit of calm today. Now find your quiet place. Make yourself comfortable. You can sit or lie down. And if you can, close your eyes. Bring your awareness inward, not to search or check, but simply to arrive. Imagine your mind is a vast open sky. The health worries, the what-ifs, and the imagined diagnosis, they are all just clouds moving across the sky. You are the sky. Watch one of those clouds, a worry that you've carried today. Notice that even as you watch it, it is moving. It cannot stay still. Let your breath help it along. Breathe in slowly. Fill your lungs. Feel the sensations as your chest rises. And then as you breathe out, watch that cloud shift. It drifts further towards the horizon. In and out. Vast, still, and unchanged beneath it all. Every exhalation, a gentle breeze to help those small clouds move away to clear the sky. When your mind catastrophizes about health, it isn't malfunctioning. It is simply trying to protect you. Your brain's threat detection cannot tell the difference between a real physical danger and a thought about a danger. You notice a sensation, a tight chest or sudden heartburn, and simply, normally, the nervous system activates. Adrenaline moves, your heart rate rises, and your awareness, it narrows into a very symptom that you were worried about. The anxiety creates the symptoms. The symptoms feed the anxiety. This is the catastrophizing loop. As a paramedic, I learned to recognize the difference between a body in distress and a nervous system caught in that loop. Your body is not broken. It is frightened. And frightened things need calm, not more scrutiny. Now come back to the sky. Imagine a place of complete stillness where there is nothing to diagnose and nothing to search. Your body is safe. It has been taking care of itself your entire life. Rest in that thought. And then, as always, my friend, within the beauty of your imagination, visualize these wonderful words, repeating these affirmations internally. With every word, with every repetition, allow yourself to take back more and more control. My body knows how to take care of itself. My mind is safe to rest. I am not my worst thought about my health. I am here, present, and I am okay. And deeper and deeper into a natural, trance-like state, you allow yourself to drift, honoring yourself with this gift of time to heal, to reset, to allow the anxiety of illness and health to leave you, to reunite mind, body and soul as one in positive self-worth and love. And then once more, imagine, repeat, my body knows how to take care of itself. My mind is safe to rest. I am not my worst thought about my health. I am here, present, and I am okay. Now just float, sinking deeply into the surface below. Feel that surface support you. You are grounded. You are here. Before we finish, take note of your three daily caring tips. 1. Name the loop. Next time health anxiety takes hold, say quietly, "This is the catastrophizing loop. Named things lose their power." 2. Put the phone down. If you've been searching symptoms, your mind has been fed more material for stories. Give it an hour without new input. And 3. Come back here. This guided meditation works with repetition. The more you return to the sky, the easier it is to find your own. Now loosen, unwind, and just be, floating weightless and timeless within the sanctuary of your consciousness. Living with illness anxiety takes real courage. But with daily practice, my friend, you will overcome it. You will set yourself free. Remember, I am always here for you. Now wiggle your fingers and toes, bring your awareness back into the world around you. Take a deep breath in, and now as you exhale, stretch out your arms overhead, and now open your eyes. And thank you. Truly, remember, there are 2,300 of these sessions to explore and enjoy, to find your perfect coffee break for the soul. Take care of yourself. Truly, I'm Martin, this is Calming Anxiety, and in everything we do, be kind.